For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever there's
severe weather, a traffic red alert, or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Rick Springfield, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show. What a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:07, 7 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Longoria's here. Low T's here. Vinny from TV joins us in studio. We're doing Movie Monday on a Tuesday, Vin. Yeah. And since you're just joining us, I'll recap for you and the rest of the listening audience.
Beautiful.
Obviously, the big story yesterday was the debate. So today is the debate edition of Movie Monday.
Okay.
Callers calling in with a pair of actors or actresses, and then the three of us, or now four of us, will debate who is a better actor or actress. Very simple. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We'll do a couple off of Twitter real quick just to show you how it works in case you are joining us. Here's a good one. Gary Sinise or Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day.
I don't know. I don't.
Sinise is good, though.
He is.
He's very good.
But Daniel Day is...
He does one movie every 10 years, and it's always... An incredible guy. Yeah.
Daniel Day might be the greatest living actor, so that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one to...
Here's a good one. Arnold or Sylvester Stallone? Better actor. Better actor. Acting chops.
Sylvester.
I gotta go with Sylvester.
Yeah, better go Sly. Yeah.
Because Arnold played the same person in every movie.
No. Twins? Kindergarten Cop?
I was getting twins.
It was still Arnold doing Kindergarten Cop.
It's the same
Sylvester
thing.
Sylvester was Rocky.
He's right. He was the same character.
I mean, that's tough. That's legitimately,
Cobra.
They are the same.
Yeah, they're cut from the same.
They are legitimately cut from the same.
Here's
Rambo.
One off the.
I'd still go Sylvester. I think
Sylvester's
more. Of course, But only because Arnold,
if he didn't have the accent, I think maybe I would think that Arnold's a better actor.
If he didn't do Hercules in New York, then I might say Arnold, but he ruined it.
All right. Here's one off the Piccadilly text line.
We need to start that.
From the 404. Philip Seymour Hoffman or Tom Hanks?
Oh, that's tough.
Actor Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Seymour Hoffman, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not many people that I would put ahead of Hanks as far as acting chops.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. So that's from the 404 on the Piccadilly text line.
Awesome. I love that.
Let me get a little phone ring.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Marco's in Lilburn. I stepped on your girl, Marco. Sorry. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Mark. This is Sophia.
Hot Asian wife.
Hey, how are you?
Is Marco okay?
Oh, yeah, he's okay. He just wanted me to get on the telephone with
okay,
him.
Okay, cool. Listen, did he bring you food from the Greek Fest?
Oh, no, we ended up not going. We had to do some other stuff.
All right, that's the last time I give you a prize pack.
Man, I could have gone to the Greek Fest.
Really?
All right, give us a debate on the actors.
Well, I was thinking Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Good one.
And Keanu Reeves.
Robert Downey Jr. this isn't who would you rather, hot Asian wife. This is better actor.
Yeah. I was thinking Robert Downey. I mean, he made a few, in the beginning of his career, some bad movies.
Even when he was on drugs, he's a better actor than Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
When he was in rehab, he was a better actor than Keanu Reeves.
Keanu's best movie doesn't even compare.
Yeah, exactly.
We need you to call up on Thursday and do a would you rather. That's a would you rather question. So would you rather... De Niro or Keanu? Not De Niro. Robert Downey Jr. or
Robert
Keanu?
Downey. Well, I like Robert Downey better.
Robert Downey's like 55, right?
And
Robert, he's like 50 now, 50 something.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, but he looks great though.
He does. He's got like 2%
yeah,
body
really
fat.
Does.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yep.
I mean, he's playing Iron Man, for God's sake.
I know.
You know what I mean? I mean, like,
right.
Really, you know?
Listen, go tuck Marco into bed. That little guy.
Okay, it was great talking to you.
You Mark. Too, hot Asian wife. That's the first time a hot Asian wife's made an appearance. She's like a legendary fictional character on the show.
Yeah. When Marco called it, I was like, is everything okay? He's like, yeah, I'm trying to get her to get on the phone, and she's yelling at me that she doesn't want to get on the show. Wouldn't get on, and I said, well, while you're on hold, you can
work it out.
Yeah.
All right. Donna's in Loganville. Donna, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So I got Sally Field and Meryl Streep.
I love Sally Field. There's no doubt about it. But Meryl Streep is Meryl Streep. Now, if you go Sally Field versus
Lonnie Anderson.
Well, that's come on, that's no. Sally Field versus who's the chicken, Mr. Mom?
Oh, Terry Garr.
Terry Garr. Now that's an appropriate question. You right. can, no one's beating Meryl Streep, I don't think.
Yeah,
no.
Especially
what
not
about
Sally
Not Without My Child?
Who?
Not Without My Child. I think that's the name of it.
Never Sally
Field.
Was based on a true story. She married the guy from the Middle East.
Listen, she's done amazing stuff. Killing Fields, Smokey and the Bandit.
Stealing
I mean,
Magnolias, she was good at.
Yeah, she's amazing, but it's Meryl Streep. I mean, you know, and I got another Meryl Streep one on Twitter. The guy, John, was it John?
Yeah, I was too scared to call.
Katharine Hepburn or Meryl Streep.
Wow.
Now that's the same class.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I got to go Meryl.
I'm going to go Katharine Hepburn.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know enough.
Wasn't she on Golden Pond?
Just for classic.
That's all I know of her, though.
African Queen, for classics.
African Queen with Humphrey Bogart. Yeah. Spencer Tracy movies. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
I'm still going Meryl Streep.
Yeah, so, I was just going to say, I'd have to watch a whole bunch of her movies. Yeah. Otherwise, I have to default to Meryl Streep.
All right, another one from the Piccadilly Text Hotline. De Niro or Joe Pesci? Better actor, De Niro or Joe Pesci?
De Niro.
Yeah.
All
right. Fair enough.
Pesci's the same guy and everything.
Yeah, he's hey.
Yeah.
Oh, my clown.
Short, annoying Italian guy.
Funny how.
Alex is in Atlanta. Alex, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Benicio Del Toro or Christian Bale?
Del Toro.
Bale. Bale's...
come on,
Benicio Del Toro or Christian Bale?
Christian Bale.
Yeah. Fear and Loathing?
Del Toro is good.
He is good, but you can't...
No.
Now, here's one. Here's a legit one. You ready?
What about Christian Bale and The Machinist?
I was just going to say, if you think it's Del Toro, watch The Machinist, and
Here's a legit one. You ready?
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
This is going to be the toughest one we do all night, and I'm not just saying that because I'm the host. Christian Bale or Daniel Day-Lewis?
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Well,
I don't know, man. That's close. Did you see The Fighter?
Yeah, I saw it.
Christian Bale legitimately came a crackhead for that movie.
He did the same thing for The Machinist. I mean, he dropped to like 100.
I don't know.
That's a close one right there for me.
Did you see My Left Foot with Daniel Day-Lewis?
No.
You see that, and then everything else was off the board.
I saw Last of the Mohegans.
That was
great. I saw There Will Be Blood. There Will Be Blood was awesome.
There Will Be Blood was great. Gangs of New York?
Gangs of New York.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But Bale's close.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say he's better, but he's the same ballpark.
American Psycho, man.
American Psycho is great. He was very good in that.
Yeah, he's in the same. They're in the same ballpark.
I think so.
Yeah. But I'll give it to you, Day-Lewis. But
yeah.
Bale's right there. He's nipping at his heels. Michael's in Atlanta. Michael, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Yeah, hey, since that guy called in earlier and did three, can I do four?
Jeez Louise. Can you break it up into two and two?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, go ahead.
Steve Martin and Bill Murray. And the other two would be Kevin Bacon. And Donald Sutherland and Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Wait, why? Sutherland plays himself in every... What does he do that's...
Yeah, but okay, Kevin Bacon?
Kevin Bacon? I don't know.
Bacon's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
but Donald Sutherland is... Well, I just love the guy's voice.
He's like a
Morgan Freeman to me. I've seen him in a lot of stuff, and I'm not saying he's not good.
Yeah.
But... Maybe Kevin Bacon's not the greatest head-to-head matchup.
Yeah. Well, that's a good debate right there.
Kevin Bacon or Nicolas Cage?
Cage.
That's closer, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
I'd probably
closer.
Go with Cage.
All right, Donald Sutherland. Let's see what this banana's done in his career. He's had a long, illustrious career.
He's done everything.
Absolutely.
Since 1962, he's been a working actor. Yeah. Things that we've heard about. MASH, obviously.
Yes.
Kelly's Heroes. Johnny Got His Gun, really good. I've never heard of these.
I mean, Animal House. Kevin Bacon. He's got.
He was the teacher in Animal House.
He was a professor. In Animal House.
Yeah, we'll do it with anyway. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Yeah. Ordinary People.
Mm-hmm.
Max Dugan Returns. I love that movie. Crackers.
Come on, Bacon's got Footloose.
No, I understand. Backdraft.
That's about the only thing.
JFK. Oh, Sutherland and JFK was really good. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the original movie, that was good. 6 Degrees of Separation, yeah, that was very good.
With Will Smith.
I'm going Sutherland.
Yeah.
He's got more gravitas.
I'm going to dissent. I'm going to go with Kevin Bacon.
All right, that's why we're having this debate.
All right, Kevin Bacon.
Italian
man.
Job, Cold Mountain.
Italian Job, he just played an old guy who died.
He's always an
he
old guy.
He died well, though. Nobody dies like Sutherland. Come on.
Let's see.
I'll give you that.
Footloose.
Hunger Games.
Come on. That's Footloose. A solid flick.
Forsaken. Did you see the Western Forsaken? He was with his son. His son was in it.
Really?
I got 40 minutes in. It's not very good. Okay. Don't waste your time. James is in Athens. James, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
All right. I want to do three so badly, and you'll see.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. We'll give it to you. We'll give you a pass.
Opening it up.
All right. Jeff Bridges, John Goodman, Steve Buscemi.
Wow, that's tough.
You got to separate that. You can't put all three.
No, I'm going to. Listen, it's James's
that's
debate.
That's tough, man.
He's bringing Gary Johnson back on the stage.
Gary Johnson
I hate
stinks.
To do it. But
right, Buscemi, Goodman, and who else? What was the first
and Bridges.
One? Jeff Bridges. Okay.
I'm going Goodman.
I'm going Jeff Bridges.
I'm going Bridges.
Vinny, got to go Buscemi to really screw up things
I
here.
Really think he's a really good actor.
I'm going to give it to Goodman for one reason and one reason alone.
John Goodman is a great actor.
He should be dead. He's the only fat guy actor that has lived as long as he has. Every other fat actor, dead long
John
before this.
He's just not doing cocaine. That's the only reason why.
He's amazing.
He's very likable, absolutely.
And he lives in New Orleans, and he just like hangs out in the street, and people
just go up and hug him.
That's
like
a very good
Claus.
One, though.
Yeah.
I say Buscemi's in front of Bridges.
Really?
Yeah.
I go Buscemi out of the three.
Goodman and Buscemi, I would go Buscemi.
He could do a lot. Did you see Things to Do in Denver when you're dead?
Yeah.
He played the hitman there.
Yeah.
He was in, his breakout role was in Tarantino's first movie, Reservoir Dogs. He can do a stupid Adam Sandler movie. He can be the crazy eyes guy.
Crazy eyes. Oreos and anchovies.
Louis C.K. is using him in his internet thing, Horace and Pete.
Buscemi's number two. I'm going Goodman simply because he should be dead by now, and he's not. I'm not wishing him death.
No, I know.
But he's a guy one, that big just
one
doesn't...
prime rib away.
Yeah. One prime rib away.
One hot au jus away.
One liver and onions from Piccadilly away.
That's it.
All right, we'll come back. We'll take more of your calls. We'll go to the Piccadilly text line.
Sponsor of the Piccadilly text line.
I got some tweets, too. 404-872-0750. And, yes, if you guessed the soundtrack we're playing tonight, you could win. We actually have a WSB prize pack to give away. Hang tight. Movie Monday on a Tuesday on the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Coming up next half hour, Johnny Kilbasa with Football Minute and Fast Food Review. That's what else he does. Pam is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Pam.
Hi, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Since I'm a first-time caller, I want to cheat and do a two and two. Is that okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So my first would be Meryl Streep and Glenn Close.
Meryl Streep, but it's close. It's close for me. Let's do it one at a time. Meryl Streep for me.
Okay.
Vinny?
Yeah.
Glenn Close, Meryl Streep, Chuck. You've had relations with both.
I know. I've enjoyed Glenn Close movies more than Meryl Streep movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably give it to her.
Okay.
And a squeaker, though.
Like, Glenn Close is a poor man's Meryl Streep.
Okay,
is basically what it is.
Poor man's Meryl Streep.
All right, next one.
Okay, so the next one would be Sir Anthony Hopkins and Sean Connery.
Hopkins. Acting, as far as acting is concerned, Hopkins.
Better actor. Chuck? Longoria?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say Hopkins.
Yeah, I agree. I love Sean Connery, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Hopkins has the
There's
range.
No better Bond. There's no better Bond than Connery, but...
Well, Roger Moore begs to differ.
No, I'm sorry.
Dan's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Danny.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, bud?
Not much. All right, so I've got two, if that's okay as well.
Go ahead. Real quick, though.
All right. So Morgan Freeman and Samuel L. Jackson.
Morgan Freeman.
Freeman.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Well, okay. Hold on, Longoria. Yeah. Longoria. Mm. Don't be swayed by the Falcons commercials and the Capital One card commercials.
And every other thing.
But I guess that's acting. That's part of acting.
I don't know.
I have to go for Iago Freeman.
All right, next one, Dan.
There you go.
Jason Bourne, Matt Damon or Mark Wahlberg?
Wahlberg.
Damon.
Damon, yeah, Matt Damon.
Wahlberg's the worst actor in Hollywood.
Yeah. You think?
Yes. He literally plays himself in every movie.
Yeah, and he ruined The Gambler because he tried to get outside.
That movie sucked.
No, I didn't even see that.
I think anybody else, it would have been okay.
Anybody else. But Vinny playing that role would have been an amazing movie.
Of course. I mean,
yeah.
Somebody would killed it. Yeah.
Wahlberg.
I don't like Matt Damon, but I got to go with he's a better actor.
He is. Yeah.
All right, fine.
I'm a better actor. I'm a better actor than that guy. Bill's in McDonough. Bill, real quick, give us a debate question.
How about Clint Eastwood and John Wayne?
Ooh.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint, yeah.
By far. Love John Wayne, but Clint
better
Eastwood
actor,
was
yeah,
better
he's
actor.
Done more stuff and
it's close.
It's super close.
But I mean Clint has a bigger range. He did Any Which Way But Loose and then he did Gran Torino, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like that gives me John Wayne did.
Could John Wayne do Any Which Way But Loose?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Could he do
Unforgiven? Yeah. John Wayne could have done Unforgiven.
That was his genre. I mean, that's his genre.
Yeah. I don't even think he could have done Gran Torino.
He couldn't have done Bridges Over Madison County either.
He could not have.
No, he could not have done Bridges
that
would have
been a tough one.
All right. We've got so many to answer here.
He's too tall. He wouldn't fit in the bridge.
I'm trying to answer some on Twitter. If you want to tweet him at me, at Mark Arum, MarkArum. Debate edition of Movie Monday on a Tuesday, 404-872-0750. Back after this.
WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center
is on alert. With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
All the rest.
WSB.
WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Tom Glavin, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show.
Welcome back to the show, 11:36. 24 in front of midnight. Movie Monday on a Tuesday. Longoria playing an amazing soundtrack. If you can guess the soundtrack at the end of the show, you win the WSB prize pack. We are doing the debate edition of Movie Monday on a Tuesday. You name two actors or actresses, and we'll debate who has had the better career. And I've got a ton to do on Twitter at the end of the show, so let's do as many calls as we can now, and then we'll do Twitter at the end of the show. Bill's in Buckhead. Bill, what is your debate actor question, sir?
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well.
How you doing, buddy?
Beautiful.
I'm good. Listen, the De Niro Pacino thing, I'm just going to call that a draw because they both have done such great stuff.
Fair enough.
Somebody earlier mentioned Ed Norton. I was introduced to him with that film Primal Fear.
With Richard Gere.
And the amazing ending. And by the way, that's based on a book written by the guy that wrote Sharky's Machine, who used to work for the AJC.
How about that?
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, what else did I want to say? Oh, Nicholson Hanks. I got to go with Nicholson. As much beloved as Hanks is. I think Tom Hanks is kind of a modern-day James Stewart.
Oh, he is. He's totally Jimmy Stewart. But
Nicholson, Witches of Eastwick. Everybody needs to check that out.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I just love Tom Hanks so much. Nicholson in look at The Departed, playing the mobster in The Departed. He was amazing in that.
Everything.
The Joker.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Easy Rider. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Fantastic.
Low T Goes to Hollywood. I mean, he has done an amazing thing. We were talking before the break
about Schmidt.
About Schmidt.
Yeah.
We were talking before the break. The three headed Lebowski monster: Goodman, Bridges, and Buscemi, and Chuck wants to change his vote from Bridges to...
Yes, I did. As I thought about it in the break, I realized I have to switch to John Goodman, hands down, blows the two other two out of the water, because anybody that could spend 10 years on television being married to Roseanne Barr and having to act like he enjoyed it.
And they had to kiss. They kissed a lot on that show. They kissed a lot on that show.
Oh, yeah, they were always canoodling.
Yeah, canoodling.
It wasn't like he was Brad Pitt doing it with, you know, Roseanne Barr.
So that's the sign of a good actor.
Yeah, he nailed it. So anybody that could pull that off.
You didn't see him cringe.
Nope.
In the bedroom scene.
Maybe he steamed himself after every show.
Hey, now. Tim's in Ackworth. Tim, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
What's up, guys?
How are you, brother?
What up?
I got one. That's all I got because I'm on my way, almost pulling in the driveway. James Earl Jones and Morgan Freeman.
I love James Earl Jones like the grandfather I never had, but I'm going Morgan Freeman. And I'm going to tell you the one reason why.
Why is that?
Because James Earl Jones made the career mistake of signing up to do Sandlot.
I knew that was going to come up.
James Earl Jones is the best actor because he did Sandlot.
No, yeah, that killed anything he's ever done. Field of Dreams, Star Wars.
He played a great blind guy. Old baseball blind dude. Yeah.
No.
He played Malcolm X in a Malcolm X movie in 1970.
Did he lose a bet to get in to be cast in the Sandlot? There's no other explanation.
Yeah,
an actor with his gravitas should have been in a crap movie like the Sandlot.
Maybe,
so
maybe the money was right. Who knows?
I'm going Morgan Freeman on that. 404-872-0750-1-800-WSB-TALK. It's Sweeping the Nation. It's Johnny Kilbasa's Football Minutes. He joins us every Monday, but today is a Tuesday since we were off yesterday, where he recaps the weekend in football in under 60 seconds. The song not yet available on iTunes, but make that happen, Johnny, by the way, because we need that. We need to make you millions from that song on iTunes.
I'll add it to the XML feed post-haste.
My man. All right, you ready for the Johnny Kilbasa Football Minute?
I got my ankles taped, and I'm ready for a 10-yard flight. Your Georgia Bulldogs pulled their annual early season choke job against Rebby Rebcakes. Is Mark Richt still coaching in Athens? The Ramblin' Wreck Hell of an Engineer's got clogged by the Clemson Tigro. Stick that in your triple option and read the defensive end on it. Your Georgia State Panthers rival this week. That must have been why it was so easy to get downtown Saturday. But luckily, the Georgia Southern Screaming Eagles played the Western Michigan, whoever they are, in the Why Even Bother Bowl. The Rocky Top Volunteers made it to Gators for the first time since Eric Ainge and Rick Clausen played dueling quarterbacks in Knoxville. How in the hell did the Kent State Golden Flashes end up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama? Did spring break come early? Did they take a wrong turn at Talladega? The Miami Findos put a mega sundowner canopy over their stadium this year. Now Dolphin Stadium looks like Old Trafford. You know I did. You know I did. You know I did. They welcomed in the Cleveland Browns, and after the Browns kicker who they hired off the street on Friday missed three field goals, the Finns won in overtime. The Houston Texans got blanked by the new Boston Belichickians, and top it all off, J.J. Watt hurt his back and's out for the season. LSU lost to Auburn, then they beat Auburn, then they lost to Auburn, then they lost their coach. Nope. Finally, your Atlanta Falcons got to play on Monday Night Football, where they laughed with the sinners and made the Saints cry. The sinners are much more fun. Oh, only the good die young.
Well done, Johnny Kilbasa, getting all the football news you need in 1 minute. Now, I hope a sports talk station doesn't steal that away from us, Johnny. You're loyal to the Mark Arum Show, right?
As long as the checks don't bounce.
They haven't so far. Longoria is beside himself with the J.J. Watt news.
I just heard about it. He didn't even tell me.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up till after the show because I knew it would impact his performance on the board. But
mm-mm-mm. Yeah, go ahead and drop the Texans D, everybody.
That's exactly what he said.
I had them both in my
league. Yeah, son of a gun. All right, great football minute. You ready to do some fast food stuff?
You betcha.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from parts unknown, height unknown, weight we do not want to know, Johnny Kilbasa and the doubleheader and the Fast Food Review. Welcome to the program, Jonathan.
Thanks, Mark. I'm wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the take, and I'm covered with cheese. I aim to please, and doing this double shot's kind of like running the biathlon where you got to cross-country ski and shoot at the same time.
You've been doing the cardio, so you're ready for this. These bananas right. didn't believe that you are athletic at all. I had to go through the Johnny Kilbasa athletic accomplishments last week.
Hey, don't blow my cover, man.
Johnny would kick all our butts. He's a strong dude. I don't know about Vinny. Vinny give him a run for the money. But Johnny's a legit athlete, and he works out, and he's strong. So don't think because Johnny eats fast food 21 times a week that he can't take care of business.
I got a reputation.
Oh, real quick, before we get into the review, are we moving the T-shirts? Have we sold any T-shirts yet?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I had to order more. So those of you who have put in orders, I appreciate it, and they'll be in next week. So all right. Be patient.
Johnny Kilbasa T-shirts available at johnnykilbasa.com. All right, fast food review. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. We've seen them come and go. We've got new colonels running around all over the place. I don't even know who to pay attention to anymore, but I had to pay attention to this $20 fill-up they've been pushing down our throats mm-hmm. for the last month. So I went and checked it out. You got a bucket of chicken tenders, not just chicken. Then they give you biscuits, they give you dipping, they give you two big things of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, another thing of gravy. But you know what really irritated me, Mark, is I went through the drive-thru waiting for my bucket, because nothing's better than a big bucket of chicken. Well, the thing about this $20 fill-up, they have the chicken finger. They get 12 chicken fingers. You get them in a bucket on TV. But when you go through the drive-thru, they just put them in two boxes, man.
You don't get the actual bucket?
No. You put 12 chicken fingers in a bucket, it's only going to fill it up about a quarter of the way. So that's a little false advertising, if you ask me.
That's it. That is weird. But it's good, though, right? It's just the...
Yeah, it doesn't taste... Yeah. I want it in the bucket. You know, even if they have to put some lettuce down in the bottom of it to make sure they're heaving out the top of the bucket like they should be, like they do on TV. But, you know, if you actually look at a picture of it on TV, you can probably count 12 chicken fingers right on the top of that thing. So I don't know what else you're going to put. Maybe you could put the boxes of biscuits and coleslaw underneath
in the bucket to boost it up. I'm craving the KFC now. Do you know who has the best chicken fingers in the fast food world? Who? Bojangles.
Really?
Oh,
strong.
Yeah.
I've never been there before.
Oh my goodness!
I've always wanted to try it. I like their billboards, and I'm like, oh, that looks good.
Bojangles, and they don't call them chicken fingers. They call them something else, but they're chicken fingers. They are far and away the best fast food chicken fingers I've ever had.
They make me dance a little soft shoe.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Vinny today for lunch went to Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Which location? Snellville? Where'd you go?
No, it's on Memorial Drive.
All right.
Yeah.
No, but
you know that one?
Yeah.
But Johnny, he says it's a combo Long John Silver's / KFC now?
Yeah.
It's a combo. I've never heard of that combo.
Yep.
They're all part of the Yum brand.
Understood, yeah, exactly. But I've never seen those two paired together.
Yeah, you could even get like the fish stuff and you could get the Colonel sides.
Yeah.
And the mashed potatoes.
That's what you got. You got the coleslaw.
I got the coleslaw and the potato wedges, yeah.
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 Interesting.
Three fish, three chicken.
That's a weird...
Two shut-up dogs and a... You
know. No, I've seen...
Yeah, usually paired with Taco Bell, like...
Yeah, pizza, yeah. Taco Bell.
Yeah, seen those too, yeah.
Pizza Hut and something else.
Long John's and Subway. Taco Bell. We have a Long John's and Taco Bell over there in...
One-stop shopping, Ackworth. My friend.
There's weird pairings, but I've never heard of the Long John's KFC Long pairing. John's That's KFC. Intriguing.
Yeah, you just got to hope that your three-piece chicken box wasn't fried in the same oil.
Yeah,
that's right. The hush puppies were.
It probably was though. It probably was. It is all. It is all good, Longoria.
It's all good.
It's all good.
All right, so I'm gonna again. There's so few KFCs near me. I will reimburse someone if they want to bring in a bucket tomorrow. But I just have none near me. Do you see it? Do you have any KFCs on your way?
Yeah, but I come in at 4. What is it going to stay here till 9 o'clock till you get in?
$9.55.
Yeah, and then I'm picking it up at 3. Yeah, so
I can pick it up from the same place.
You know what? I think I can order it on DoorDash or Grubhub.
Oh, yeah, do that.
All right, I'll do that tomorrow. All right, Johnny, we got to float, man. I'm sorry, brother. We appreciate you as always. And?
If the cholesterol is high, baby. Toma, follow me on Twitter and listen to my podcast on JohnnyKilbasa.com. I have a new one in the morning.
I listened to all the podcasts this weekend.
I listened to a couple this weekend as well.
Fargan hilarious, Johnny.
Fargan stuff.
Free.
Welks. And order his T-shirts, too, at Johnny Kilbasa on Twitter, johnnykilbasa.com. All right, we're going to come back. If you know the soundtrack, call now. 404-872-0750. Rapid fire with your calls. When we come back, it's Movie Monday on a Tuesday. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
All right, rapid fire. Tell us your two actor actresses, and we will answer them quickly. Gail is up on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Gail.
Everybody clap your hands.
Pressure got to her. Write that down for Ella, by the way. Tom's in Buckhead. Tom, what's your debate question?
How about Dustin Hoffman versus Anthony Hopkins?
I'm going Dustin Hoffman.
Anthony Hopkins.
Hopkins.
I'm going Dustin Hoffman.
All right. Irvin is in Lawrenceville. Irvin, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, guys. I got Gene Hackman and John Voight.
Hackman.
Wow.
Popeye Doyle.
Yeah, I got one on Twitter. Hackman versus Robert Duvall. What do you say to that?
Duvall. Hands down.
Duvall.
No, I still say Hackman.
Duvall. You're nuts.
Well, it's my show. Wes is in Lawrenceville. Wes, what's your debate question, sir?
Actually, I had a character, and the actors that played him, who did him best?
Okay.
All right, starting with Ben Affleck, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale is the best Batman.
George Clooney.
No. Christian Bale is the best Batman, hands
Val
down.
Val Kilmer or Michael Keaton.
Christian Bale, hands down. We all agree.
Yeah, Bale.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that because that's how I felt also.
Oh, excellent. All right, Wes. Thank you, buddy. Ed's in Dallas. Ed, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Paul Newman or Steve McQueen?
Newman.
Yeah, only
Newman.
It's got to be.
Newman did a wider range. How about this one? Another one on Twitter. Newman or Redford?
Newman.
Redford.
I'm going Redford, too.
Yeah.
Simply because The Natural. And because Paul Newman was in The Sandlot.
He played
Wendy Peppercorn in The Sandlot. Fatback's next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Fatback.
What's up, man?
How are you, big boy?
Harvey Korman or John Lovitz?
Harvey Korman.
Harvey Korman.
Yes, sir.
These guys don't know Harvey Korman.
I was trying to come up with a reason to go with Harvey Korman for Lovitz, real. But yeah, no.
Yeah.
Blazing Saddles is all you need.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, real quick from Twitter. Roddy Piper or Hulk Hogan?
Piper. Lead Froggies.
Jack Nicklaus versus Anthony Hopkins.
Ooh, that's,
Jack.
Jack.
J-Lo versus Halle Berry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson versus Wesley Snipes.
Jackson.
I go Jackson on that one.
Yeah.
Halle Berry versus Pam Grier.
Who's Pam Grier? Oh, Halle Berry.
Yeah, I'm going Grier. Angelina Jolie versus Jessica Alba.
Angelina.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Alba's even done.
Yeah, no.
William Hurt or Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins.
I would say William Hurt.
I did. I went with William Hurt on that. Yeah. Let's see. Will Arnett or Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd. Yeah.
I don't know. Will Arnett's pretty funny.
Yeah. Chevy Chase or Randy Quaid?
Chevy.
I'm going Chevy as well.
Oh, yeah. Randy. Hands down. He's Randy.
Billy Crystal or Robin Williams?
Robin Williams.
Better actor
by far.
Burt
Reynolds or Dom DeLuise?
Dom DeLuise.
These bleeds?
Yeah. Burt Reynolds.
Here's a good one. Here's a tough one. Gary Oldman versus Tim Curry.
Ooh. Gary Oldman.
Tim Curry.
I'm going Oldman.
Yeah, I got to go Oldman.
Brad Pitt versus Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I went print on that one. Here's another tough one. Malkovich or John Cusack?
Malkovich.
Yeah, I don't think Cusack's that.
Christopher Walken or Harrison Ford?
Walken.
Screw you guys.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman or Charlize Theron?
Portman.
I would say Natalie Portman on that one.
Right. As far as actress is concerned, yeah.
Let's do star of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
I don't know her name. She's an Asian lady that works in the massage joint on Collier Road. My lower back's been killing me. I stopped in there before.
Your lower something's been killing
me. It's a foot massage joint.
I thought you were going to say hot Asian.
But I went in, and I'm like, can you just do my back for 15 minutes? Lady jumped on my back.
She's not getting star of the show.
She just got star
of
the show.
Hot Asian wife.
If she didn't do that, I couldn't have done the show.
What?
This woman put her knees in my back. And I don't know her name, but she's
started the
show.
I did that to you on
the
balcony. You didn't say anything about that.
We'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, Instagram Mark Arum. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.